No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. We're back, man, and we're with Memphis.
Yo, yo, what it do?
Yo, Memphis, man, and who'd you bring with you, man?
Hellcat, the greatest.
Hellcat, the greatest, man.
What's in it?
Yo, listen, like, we had, like, a long discussion, man, like, before we started, right, recording, right? I'm like, listen, yo, and Hellcat, the greatest came in, like, shining more than any rapper I've ever seen, man.
Man, a star.
What do you do?
I do a lot. Like, oh, I said, man, I do hey, a lot man. Of things at the right time, you know, we do music at the right time, we mm-hmm. manage at the right time, we babysit. Ooh. At the right time, we do whatever we need to do.
Well, hold up now, babysit. I've heard that code before, man. I've heard Sharp, like, say that a lot of times, man.
Really?
Yeah, like, that's cold. Like, that's cold for what, pimping, right, or no?
Nah, I'm not really sure. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't no pimp. My hair just like this.
OnlyFans. Hey, man, listen, man. OnlyFans right now is like the new pimping, right? Because I seen Sauce Walker,
right,
just drop some receipts.
Right.
How he made like 3 M's on like OnlyFans from just one account, and he has 10 accounts.
Salute to my Sauce too, because my Sauce got everybody calling me Cat Gotti.
Cat Gotti.
Yeah. Salute to my.
Oh, yo, you look like Yeah Gotti.
I do.
Well, no, with the hair.
Oh, okay.
Right?
No, I look like Hellcat.
Oh, okay, man, Hellcat, man, you know what I mean? Right? Because that got like the you know, the same hairstyle, style, right? But like, his is like black and
no? I don't even know who you talking about.
Well, hey, man, feel me? Hey, listen. And Hellcat, Gotti, and, you know, well, be fair though, like, you probably got like more money right now, feel me, man?
Yeah, probably.
He's locked up, so, you know.
Oh. Yeah, well, shit, hey, he got to do it, man. You know, he got free meals. He got free meals. He locked up right now.
Memphis, man. Yo, Memphis, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm blessed to be here, bro. I ain't been here in about a year. Been in Florida, stuck. Been in my MIA.
You been working, though,
crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
Yo, you been working, man.
Hitting the platform hard.
Memphis, are you like the most consistent man and on social media, bro?
I would like to think so, because I have learned through experience.
Mm-hmm.
From when I dropped my Hit the Coin song, I seen what consistency got mm-hmm. me doing that.
Mad
so
consistent.
When the TikTok had dropped and everybody was hopping on it, I had figured that out and mastered that, and I mm-hmm. knew, man, I gotta be consistent.
In fact,
to be number one,
yeah,
you gotta outwork everybody. When everybody sleep, I'm up posting.
Now, facts. Yo, listen, right, bro, like, I tell everybody this, right? The Memphis is like the Mr. Beast of TikTok, right? Where's like that one dude who done, like, for example, Mr. Beast done mastered like YouTube, right?
Yeah, facts.
The entire algorithm, he done figured it out.
Facts.
You figure out this TikTok to where, bro, like, you got the storylines going, you got the everything going,
yeah,
bro. You feel me, bro?
Yeah, I did.
Man, but, right? Before TikTok, though, right? Bro, walk me through your, you know, like, your childhood up to Hit the Quan.
I grew up in a little town called Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, man. Bro, gangsters from there, man.
Man, hey, the realest.
Treacherous.
Ooh, hey, I grew up with a twin sister.
You got a twin?
Got a twin sister.
Where's she at now?
She in Jacksonville. Nah, she ain't in I think she in Jackson by Jacksonville. She in Florida.
Yeah.
But she just moved out here, told her to come on to Miami.
Okay.
But my mama had 8 kids, 5 girls, 3 boys.
Eight kids? God damn.
I was raised around a whole lot of chicks, a whole lot of females.
God damn.
8 kids by the same man.
Yeah.
My dad was in the military. My mama, you know, was a hustler, but she was a stay-at-home. You know, she used to do her because she got 5 girls, so, mm-hmm. you know. But, man, I just played sports, did it all, man. Everybody loved me.
Which sports?
Football, basketball, tennis, golf,
track,
cross.
Wait, basketball, though?
Basketball.
How tall are you, man?
Man, like 5'8", but, man, you know.
Man, think it was nice to basketball,
thought,
man.
The shorter you are, the taller you feel, and the harder you gotta go. So I had to go extra hard because I was short.
Okay,
you know, man, it's some people way shorter than me though, you know. But you know, I tried to stay out of trouble, man.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up, trying to stay out of trouble, you know? Started throwing parties.
Ah, listen.
Start throwing the parties.
Now it makes sense.
Start throwing the parties.
That's how Memphis had all the hoes, man.
Yeah.
It's on parties, man.
Throwing the parties. I used to sell her, too. I used to sell it. I used to
Oh, you done cracked
China.
The code, my boy. But you selling the bundles and had the par. Oh, no, that's unfair, my nigga.
I became a ladies man because I got sisters.
Yeah.
So I know how to treat the ladies.
Nah, facts.
So I throw parties, let the ladies in free.
Yeah.
All the dudes come pay.
Yeah.
And people used to try to get their tracks played at the party that I throw.
Yeah.
And so many folks was doing it. I was like, shit, I should make a song and play it at my own party.
Yeah.
So I just started making music, you know?
Like that?
Man, making music.
Wait. So you just woke up one day, you was never rapping, and you said, what, bro?
Opportunity.
I'm about to, like, start rapping, and then boom, like, the biggest hit.
I used to rap here and there, you know?
Of the year.
I used to rap here and there, but I ain't never take it serious.
Okay.
Then the dance wave came,
mm-hmm.
and I seen how folks like Silento were blowing up overnight. Mm. I was like, damn, I can do that.
Yeah.
So Rich Homie made the Flex record, and mm-hmm. he had a dance, but he ain't had no song to it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Somebody was like, hey, you should make a song to that dance and show people how to do that dance.
Yeah.
So I did it because I knew people was going to be doing the dance, but I ain't know that jump was going to, like, go stupid viral off the little freestyle part.
Yeah.
So I dropped that joint, put it on YouTube, the rest was history. Overnight.
Yeah.
Overnight going viral. I had to ask folks, am I viral yet, blood? Am I really that viral? It was going stupid.
Word. Yo, bro, listen, bro, right? Like, your mind, like, works like an algorithm, though, right?
Yeah, facts.
He said, listen, folks is always going to be doing the dance. Yo, folks is all, bro, like, his mind is like, right here, it's like you had the foresight to think, yo, people is already going to be doing this dance.
Yeah, facts.
Why not make
a song
for it?
It's already a trend. I did it with Dab, too.
Yeah.
Lean and Dab.
Not fast.
Lean and Dab. Everybody and A was just doing a Dab, and Dab got so big, Cam mm-hmm. knew. So I came with
that,
too. Made a Dab song. Wake up in the morning, then I tap, had to pull up on the block.
Yo, bro, listen. Listen, yo. Fam. Guys like Memphis, yo, you can't beat them, bro. Listen, yo, because me, right, like, who, like, for example, bro, like, I stay online just making videos, right? You have something, like, where, like, you know, this shit here is going to be big in, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm on it, man.
Yeah, facts.
Right?
That's it, bro. That's it.
Bro. Bro, right? So, look, hit the Kwame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big record.
Huge.
Bro, it's the number 15 on Billboard.
Yeah.
Listen, there's rappers right now who been spit. I'm talking about, bro, rapping their ass. This nigga's been spitting, veins popping out, rhythmatical, systematical, methodical, and ain't never had no Hot 100 record in their life. So to get number 15, now, first off, bro, how did it even feel to sit back and say, yo, bro, I'm the 15th most played song in the world right now.
It was a blessing from God. I ain't gonna lie. It was a blessing.
Yeah.
You know? Me, how I
treat
people.
That ain't God, man. That's you, man.
That's God.
Nah, look.
Yeah. Because what you give is what you get. And I've been giving the universe good energy. So I needed that back. Especially when my back was against the wall. And it came the right perfect time.
Shouldn't have niggas praying out, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, though. Like, it was the vibe, like, you know. And people always seen something in me that I didn't see myself.
Of course.
So when I met Miami Mike, that's a Soulja Boy manager. He was, mm-hmm. Managing Soulja.
Mm-hmm.
I stay in Memphis. He across the line in Mississippi. He used to come to the parties. Woo. But when I got with him, that motivated me, too, you know?
Yeah. Of course.
Because people seen some, me, I was just having fun, but mm-hmm. people seen something in me way bigger.
Yeah.
You know, than just having fun. Like, they seen something great.
Yeah. Yo, listen, though. Speak on that, though. Because we seen you, like, at some point, like, with an SODMG chain.
Yeah.
But it was, like, it was kind of like, we don't know that he signed, he not signed. So did you ever sign to a Big Soulja?
No paperwork, man. You
no
know
paperwork.
How the internet is. You know how it go.
You jug that boy, man.
No. Like, big bro, you know.
Yeah.
Big bro, cool.
Oh, you know, man.
He, you know, Soulja, you know, but... Yeah.
He done had, bro, famous Dex sign, the Migos sign with no paperwork, they get on, they leave. Damn,
no
man.
No paperwork, huh?
Nah, man. Wait. So you got on and said, man, hey, listen, man.
I wasn't ever signed with him.
Okay.
I had put myself on dancing in my driveway.
Not facts, of course. Man, So how much money did you see at one point with Hit the Quan? M's, man.
Yeah. Man, the first 2 years, like 3 M's.
Went on
a Live Nation tour.
Time out, man.
Yeah.
Time out, man. Fan, how you go from being this young country, nigga, bad as hell with all the hoes, though.
I told you, God,
bro. With three, bro, how'd that change you?
It made me want to be more humble, you know?
Oh, damn.
It made me wanted to take advantage.
I would've fucked all these bitch ass niggas.
Because it's scary, you know? Like, something changing like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, you know? So it make you move different, you know?
Yeah.
Coming up from Memphis.
Man.
Being, daring to be different.
Facts.
You feel me?
Man. What's crazy, right, bro? Right? Listen, right? Because Memphis, like, is the home of the gangsters, right?
Yeah.
You said, man, listen, bro. I know I'm tough, right? Listen, yeah. I know I'm gangster.
I know.
Yeah, right, right.
I know
right.
I grew up fighting.
You feel me? Yeah, right. Listen, right.
I know yeah, my man. Adrenaline started rushing man, and I on, hit man. First.
Yeah, right. Listen, I know I'm tough. Y'all some whole ass niggas.
Y'all
be safe.
Feel
me? Yeah,
y'all be safe.
Yeah, man, feel me?
Y'all be safe.
I'm a dance, my nigga. You feel me? Yeah.
Y'all
man,
be
man.
Safe.
Man, facts, man. Wait, how'd you meet in Hellcat?
Man, right before I made Hit the Quan. Like,
really?
Right before Miami Mike linked us.
Word.
Yeah.
That's they wanted.
Yeah,
Mike,
facts.
Mike was my manager too.
Yeah.
Word.
Mike linked us.
Wait. Around 20.
Hey, right off, Soulja didn't sign me. I had my own motherfucking 15. Money. Right off.
How can I get some money, man?
Before you even ask me.
How can I get some money, man?
Shit. Hey, you say you gossip? All you gotta do is talk about the right shit.
Startup. OnlyFans.
Talk about the right shit.
OnlyFans. Startup.
We're
gonna
talk about that, though.
Startup OF.
Oh, listen.
Startup OF.
Oh, trust me. Oh, we're gonna get to that OnlyFans shit, my nigga. Oh, no, trust me, man. But wait, though. All right. So you been having money, right? So, why rap then?
I was born poor, homie. So, you know what I'm talking about? I embrace the struggle. The struggle's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Memphis said, though, right, that to sell hair and throw a party is how you get the hoes.
And, no, make funny video. Be funny. You got to be a funny guy. The girls love a funny guy.
Be funny, sell hoes, and throw parties.
Sell her.
Is that true, though?
I feel like just you gotta be yourself. There's too many hoe ass niggas out here.
Oh,
you know?
No, that's facts.
You know what I'm talking
that's
about?
That's facts. These are hoe ass niggas.
And women getting their own bag today anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't gotta trick no motherfucker. You ain't gotta trick no bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Just oh, man.
Be yourself.
I'm hustling backwards, man.
What you doing?
Boy, am I tricking. What? Memphis, listen though, right? But you rich, do you trick?
No, I don't trick. I ain't gonna lie.
Why not? Do you got it?
I don't trick.
Why?
Because I can do something better with that money. You feel me? I don't have to.
You stingy?
No, I ain't stingy. I ain't stingy.
You buy bags, hair, ass, and shit?
No.
Wait, hair, bundles? You buy the bundles for the bitch?
Man, they can get them 65. I used to sell them one bundle 65, any inch you want.
Oh, he's trying to stalk the bitch.
Through 32.
That's crazy, man. God, then you get feed the bitch.
I ain't tricking, though.
Hey, man, yo, question, man, right? So how'd you even, like, say, yo, I'm about to hop on TikTok,
uh-huh.
And yeah, question, right? So look, go from being this, right? A popping rapper, right? Now, some lying asshole tried some bullshit with you. You beat the cases, so fuck that. We're not even gonna touch on that person, right? Right? You went down and came back up right away, right?
Yeah.
So why TikTok?
So this what I say. So I beat the case, you know, paid the lawyers off. Mm-hmm. I knew I didn't do it anyway.
Lying asshole, man.
Faith. I knew my heart. I knew that wasn't me. I ain't had to do none of that.
Yeah, man.
Beat the case. Went through the darkest time.
My facts.
You know?
How did it affect you, though?
Huh?
How did, like, for example, right? Like,
man, you in the club with with somebody. Then the next day, when the news pop off, they the ones dissing you.
That's crazy.
Y'all was just drinking. That's crazy. And they the ones dissing you. People think it's funny.
Yeah.
Posting you, you know, calling. Oh, can I buy some hair? Yeah. Well, you know, woody woody woo, ha 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 ha. You know, can we meet up here because I don't want this to ha ha. You know,
oh, wow, so, they've been waiting then.
Yeah, but
for your downfall.
A month later,
yeah,
I may hit the corn and shit. I was on BET Award, Ellen Show, you know, the Today Show, traveling the world, every label flying me out.
Mm-hmm.
1 month after all that BS happened,
of course.
So. That was my reward. That's what I'm telling you. So why TikTok? Because I see everybody on TikTok trying to see I got a game plan, mister.
Yeah.
So why TikTok? It's because TikTok is the gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is how I can make your song go viral today.
Mm.
I can make anybody's song go viral on TikTok because I know the young
folks, early though.
Because I know the generation.
Yeah.
I always had my ear to the young folk because they the new generation.
Facts.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They looked up to me because they seen something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen something in them.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. Yo, what's the sauce of TikTok? Like for example, right? Because, like, again, like, you got 14 M's.
Yeah.
14, right? And you've took a girl from ground zero and got a M's as well, right? So. How do you become successful? Like, what's the secret to the algorithm?
Consistency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Following the trends.
Mm-hmm.
Copying people.
Mm-hmm. Well, good copy,
artists
niggas.
Copy. Great artists steal. Take that shit. Take it. Hey,
bro, talk that run nigga shit. Yo,
go
bro,
on your 4 you page.
He a real nigga, but he not
going,
bro,
hey.
Bro, he a real, bro, he, bro, listen, yo, he's as real as they copy.
Man,
listen,
look,
bro,
see somebody
niggas,
going
man.
Viral.
Yeah. Take
say
shit.
I can do that Ooh. And copy it. That's no. I'm being serious.
Yeah,
that's legit how I do my platform.
Yeah.
I give the people what see I've been verified and people been knew my name.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ain't never stopped doing music.
Yeah, of course.
I hopped on TikTok to use that platform to promote my music.
Yeah, of course.
I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said when I get 10 million on TikTok. I'm a really like just go back hard with the music hard.
Mm-hmm.
I got 14 and I done had so many songs go viral on TikTok, trending. Hit the Quan went viral in 2020, 5 years later, the
fact.
Second verse.
No, that's a fact.
I think we got a winner. People want to dap it up, but they can't get none from me. Went to jail and snapped it up. At least I had bum money.
That's
people
want
to walk
man.
Around and try to steal my lingo. Make sure when you talk about me, you say he doing his thing, though. You feel me?
Man, get that remix on Hellcat. Come on, man. Get that remix, man. Man, come
so
on,
why,
man.
Look, so why TikTok is because in your creative stage, you're going to make a hit.
Of course.
But what that promotion talking about?
Yeah, not
so
facts.
So I need that promotion because I'm independent 100%.
Wait,
whoa.
I ain't know that though.
Yeah, now you know, nigga.
So you still independent?
Yeah, 100%. So.
With this much success, now that's unprecedented,
look,
bro.
So I'm working. So I'm working on something. So that next thing, that's going to be all me and I ain't signing. And I know the game.
Question though, man. Now listen. If like QC come to you and say, listen, man, got 10 M's to sign right now, man.
Out. They done flew me out.
Got listen, 10 M's right now, man.
They flew me out, coaching them, coach QC. Yeah. They done flew me out. You know?
You ain't sign?
I wanted to sign, but I wanted to see what else is out there too. I had every label trying to me out. I ain't really know the number, you know, but they probably was gonna do the same thing, try to take me to a label.
Mm.
So I'm trying to cut out some middleman.
Ah, and go directly.
And I wanted the experience to get winded down by every major label. I'm gonna be at the meeting. Hook me up. Where we eat for supper?
Man, got that free food, free flight, free hotel. Listen up, man, bruh. And that's why Memphis can't lose, bro. He's a real nigga, man.
No. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
I feel like the biggest thing, mm-hmm. a part of my success is how I treat people.
Nah, that's a fact.
Because there's a vibe, there's energy, there's character.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what, man, I stand on that. Mm-hmm. Treat people with respect. Treat people like they equal, being humble, not treat nobody like shit just because of what they ain't got. Ooh, that's an outrage, maybe, but it has helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you make it far.
Mm-hmm.
Treat people good, like for real, like
the facts, man.
You know, I mean, you can pop your shit, woody 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 woo, but man, to have a good character,
they grounded.
Go
on. The facts.
And that number's gonna be big, by the way.
Come on now.
It's gonna be big.
What? 10
Come
M's?
On now.
Deal he's gonna get,
yeah.
He's gonna be
come
big.
On now.
Woo!
Come on. Hey.
First off, man, bro.
Hey, look.
Put up for a real nigga, man. That, what? Right.
I'm gonna say, yo, if that motherfucker makes sense, then why? What?
Yeah.
Let me get a dollar when you do it, man. Come on, man. God damn.
And then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna say, I don't wanna do a interview with nobody but you.
Woo! Man, listen, man. Facts, man. The facts, man. Memphis, talk about it, right? Now, look. All right. Now, listen, right? So, how'd you meet that girl? Coco.
On the internet. I put up a picture. I went to the BET Awards in a referee outfit.
Woo!
See, I'm completely different.
Different.
I said, man, I don't want to go dressed all spiffy like everybody else. Yeah. I want to do some shit that's going to be remembered.
Yeah.
And then they kept playing my clip for year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had on some church shoes, mm-hmm. some shorts.
With a
referee shirt.
Yeah, of course, looking different.
And the moment I hit that BET award, I went viral on Twitter and IG, Facebook, because they was like, when you hit the BET after you get off work, they was saying all kind of little memes to just help me out. And they asked
me algorithm.
And they asked me what I want on the backdrop. I said, I want my Instagram name at iHeartMemphis.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I want to promote me. I want to be all about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not in a selfish way because I have a team,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had dancers, but I want to show them that I'm different.
Of course. Man, right? So you met her on...
I met her on...
On Instagram.
Yeah, so I post that picture.
Mm-hmm.
I did another story.
Yeah.
I post that pic.
Mm-hmm.
She said something funny on it. I slid in her DM. She was in Florida. I had just moved to Florida from Memphis.
Yeah.
And then me and her went to Miami and we've been together ever since.
Man, here, right. So now I looked up, right? So I know, for you like a businessman, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you seen that white girl with the fat ass, you said, oh no, she might be a star with me too, huh?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I seen some.
star.
I seen some. Yeah, I was like,
too, man.
This is different. You know? Plus, she had the vibe, you know?
Of course.
She had the. I seen she had the it factor. She was funny, too. You know?
A
she
word.
Was funny. She was creative.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did. Like you said, bro, like, I see some, and, like, I just hit it. You
of
know,
course.
I just be like, man, gotta hit that running with the ground and start working on it.
Yeah.
So I seen, you know, and then it had worked.
Who brought up like the idea of doing like just couple videos and shit and on TikTok first, you or her?
Well, I can't quote. You know, I can't really go back in the past and say what happened,
of
but
course.
I had like 700,000 back when TikTok used to be Musically.
Oh, yeah.
But this back when TikTok used to be Musical.ly.
Oh, word, okay.
And she had an account, you know, but she ain't have, like, you know, that many followers.
Yeah.
But she probably was more active on that joint than me.
Yeah.
But I got back on the app because I seen they made it TikTok and everybody was just talking about it and woo de woo.
Of course.
And I just started making funny videos and I failed at first. Like it took like a month until I mastered it. Like I had to just really see, damn, like what did I do wrong? Like what do these people like woo de woo de woo? So once I started doing them with her, the controversy started because of the biracial relationship.
But the hating people loved her. Hating, huh?
Yeah, they were hating. You know, people was hating both sides.
The young rich millionaire.
Man.
This white girl, man.
Man, they was hating, you know? So, that's how it went. And we just started going stupid.
Question though, right? So, there's always the natural evolution where you meet a chick. She's, you know, man, she's a ride or die down for you.
Yeah.
And then, at some point, like, she gets big enough to where now you have where there's other dudes now who are paying attention, right? Dudes who probably wouldn't even look her way. Yeah, right? So how did that affect y'all relationship, man?
Man, well, to be real, I'm not perfect either.
Mm-hmm.
And she got worried about me too.
Now, facts.
She got to worry about the girls who trying to.
But you own her, but you the man, though. You're right.
But you know.
Yeah.
Now, you know, facts. She, you know, so with me, I can't do nobody wrong if they trying to do me right.
Facts.
Like, I ain't flaw. I ain't like, I'm 100% loyal.
Yeah.
So if she ain't want to be with me and you want to be with somebody else, like let that be known, and then we can end on good terms. Woody woody woo. But you know, as long as somebody like I'm fucking with somebody tough, and like we can rock out and fix our problems, I'm gonna keep rocking with it. Mm-hmm. So the people that's on the outside, it really don't affect. It make me more money, really. You know,
mm-hmm.
It make us more money.
Yeah,
it make the situation more money.
Oh, okay.
I should say.
Not so, facts.
You know, country versus sale. Drummer said,
nah, that's a fact. That's a big fact.
And to be real, the people on the outside has brought the biggest bag ever.
So,
I mean, we human, right? So we, I mean, you might feel some type of way.
Of course.
But money make you happy too.
Yo, bro, listen though. Listen, man, facts, right? Now the question though, right? So now y'all lit. You are at the biggest you've ever been. She's at the biggest you've ever been, right?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Like, why? Now, listen, right? Here, right? Look, though, right? So I'm one of those dudes, right, who, bro, I'm in every comment section talking about, man, bro, y'all capping on my nigga Memphis, man. Get the, you feel me? Lying out, faking, feel me? Right? So, like, we know by now and all the slander, all the lies, all the caption, all the bullshit, but from your mouth, bro, like, what happened?
Life happened.
Who cheated, man?
It was really, to be real.
Yeah.
I ain't perfect, you know. I probably fucking off did some shit earlier in our relationship earlier, you know, when we were talking. But the more serious we was rocking, you know. You know, if shit got too toxic, then I'll just separate myself from the situation. I ain't finna hit on nobody.
Of course.
I ain't finna be, you know, doing the most. So I want perfect, but take two to tango.
Yeah. No. You know what's crazy, right? You just said, listen, I ain't never hit nobody, right?
Yeah.
But she tried to, like, pass that off.
No.
As a thing, you feel me? Yeah, right? So, again, so, like, that's that right there is all cap.
I ain't finna speak on.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but I don't hit women now.
I don't hit no women, bro.
I don't.
You
do
what you make cheap. But you don't hit no. You feel me, right? Yeah.
Once they cheat, you know, like I don't. You know, I mean, maybe in the beginning, you know,
of course.
Fucked up, woody woo. But like when we got something going on and we on top, you know, and we on top of social media, you know, so it was just little arguing here and there, disagreements, woody woody woo, you know, and then. You know, and just, you know, life.
The question, right? So, Hellcat, when you seen the Memphis was breaking up with his girl, man. Gave him a call.
I talk to him almost every day.
And man, walk me through that first conversation, right? When you found out, damn, bro, like, damn, like, you know, like they're done. How'd that go?
It ain't no conversation when they done.
She's too player,
she
man.
She my little sister.
Yeah, of course. She's too player, man.
My brother.
Ah, okay.
That's it.
Not
first
facts,
of all, you don't even get in their business. That's their business.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Now, question, right? So now, is it true that you guys are now like back together?
Yeah.
Wait. Yo, Meth, how you make that happen, man?
Love. Love always win.
Hey, right? So we'll apologize to like who first?
I don't know. But for some reason, you know, we work it out.
Mm. Now, was the swag boy like cue like the beef and the back and forth real? Or was that some like content shit?
The world might never know about that. If it's real or if it's a publicity.
Hey, right, look. So here's my speculations, right? Like, you make great content. You take us through this whole like web of storylines, right? Q does like great content and, you know, like does the cloud chasing stuff too, right? So I think it's like y'all like plan that out, pot that out, right? And just play this pretty much. Is that true, man?
Like I said,
the world may never know, man.
No, this the thing.
Yeah.
Some people think it's fake, some people think it's real. I just, you know, and it works in my favor.
Yo. The question, right? So, all right, look. So, Q stuff, I do think it's fake, but.
What stuff?
You know, like him and Coco doing videos like that, feeling right? Like, one, I just never got like any type of like sexual thing from them, you feel me, right? It came off as if it's like, oh, you know, like this is some like friend buddy
shit.
Yeah,
clout shit.
Right? So, I personally think Memphis say, yo, listen, do videos with that nigga, you feel me, right? Build a storyline, build this potter for a nigga, you feel me, right? I'ma eat, you gonna eat, you feel me, you know, he gonna look bad, you feel me? And we good, right? So, you're saying though, hey, you know, the world will never know.
Yeah, I mean, look, what they can know is,
yeah.
When people get in it, when people get involved in it, and it's multiple people,
yeah.
That helps it make it bigger, right?
Of course.
So it makes more money.
Yeah, of course, man.
So the most entertaining thing is a mystery.
Nah, listen. As a fact, man. Now wait though, right? So now listen though, right? So now look. Annalie Chopper, was that some storyline shit too, or was you really, you know?
Was I really what?
Upset about that.
Well, you know, I know Chopper.
Oh, y'all cool.
I know Chopper personally.
Okay.
He was promoting his music.
Come on, man.
We was all going viral. I ain't saying it real, I ain't saying fake.
Yeah. Promoting some music, man.
He was doing his, See, at that time,
mm-hmm.
I was working with other people.
Yeah.
And she was too.
Ah.
Yeah. So I was doing my own thing, working with some old chicks.
Yeah.
And she was doing her thing, working with.
She called you first, right?
Huh?
Did she, like, at least call you first and say yo, listen?
No,
like,
she be telling me, you know.
Okay.
Like we was kind of separated.
Yeah.
And just doing our own thing.
Mm hmm.
But, you know, we were still talking. You know, she'll tell me her plan.
Yeah. Now
I always support her. Always.
Yeah, man. Yo, why are those like dweebs though? Like the, oh my god. Now the
freaky boys, freaky
the island boys,
island
those
boys.
Weirdo dweebs, straight up just fuck niggas, man. Dumb. Listen, bro. First off, bro, a dude of your caliber, bro, who again like top 15, 14 M's. Millionaire, real, doing some real good shit. I wouldn't even like have even like responded back to them fuck niggas, man. So one, where did that even like that like rift or discourse or disagreement or quote unquote beef? I don't even call it beef because again, because dudes like Memphis don't beef with niggas like the fucking Island Boys, right? So where did that come from?
Clout chasing. Trying to clout chase me because they see that I'm the hottest viral thing on the app.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just mad. Just, you know, clout chasing. It's all for clout so they can make money. Everything is about money. Everything is about money. Yep. It's to drive that them streams so they can get paid. They don't give a damn about me, but they saying up. Opportunity.
The Epstein Island Boys.
Yeah. Oh, yo, let's speak on that. Bro, I just, yo, bro, I couldn't believe it, bro. Now listen.
I done seen enough.
Listen. Yo, listen. Bro, listen.
Man, what the fuck?
After I seen that, bro, I say, yo, Memphis, don't never mention their name again, bro. Cause them niggas got some type of
I'm scared.
CIA. So I'm like, what? when you see that, what was your reaction, man?
Well,
I can't believe it, you know, really, you know. I mean, I can't believe it. I don't really know, you know. Like, I need some more proof.
Damn. Nah, bro, listen. Bro, when I see, bro, listen. If they've been connected to Epstein since 5 years old, yo, them boys got to be, like, bro, listen, bro.
That's why they Island Boys. They was on that island.
yo, bro, but that's scary, right? Because, like, for example, right, listen, like, they were, like, so there were already, like, some rumors of, like, yo, like, these guys are, like, industry plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that just like, you know, like that like, you know, confirmed it, right? Because if you've had like dudes who were like that powerful and in your back pocket, like since you were 5 years old, my nigga.
Yeah. You should take advantage of
how
it.
You struggle?
Yeah.
Why would Epstein be in their back pocket though?
That pussy was.
Nah, that right there, you know. We gotta leave that one to God, you know?
Man, what you just, talking
man,
about?
Man, look, that right there, that right there say you never know what people went through or going through.
Not
so,
facts, of course.
You know?
Leave it to God, man. Leave it to God, man. Well, wait though. All right, right, but all right, man. Right, so. Here, right. So, since some weird stuff though. Like, they were like trying to get Kayla to fight Jasmine on some bullshit. Now, when you seen that weird shit that night, what was your reaction?
They trying to be like me.
Man.
Like they, you know, trying to clout chase.
Storylines.
Because it involved my name still, you know? Mm-hmm. It had something to do with me. And they were just filming and just trying to make it go viral, you know? Mm-hmm. I tried to box them, but, you know, they ain't trying, you know, so.
What though? Box them for free or like a celebrity boxing match?
It's a bag, yeah. It's a bag involved.
A word. Fan, listen. That was dumb viral, though.
I know. I said 2 versus 1.
Oh, man, come on, bro. Bro, listen. Even that, bro, they will still lose. Bro, they're dweebs. Like, right? Bro, right now, question though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, right? So, look, right? So like, the like, entire comment section was like, yo, like, Kayla just seems too invested and too emotional into this. Memphis mothers, like, must have fucked her. Right?
Nah, hell no.
So that's not true.
No.
Why she care that much then?
Bro, everything got something to do with just clout.
What? Yeah.
And driving people to your platform so you can make money, bro. I just told you.
Of course, not facts, you know? Man. It's facts.
It's all about clout.
Faking it and shit. Yeah, man. Yo, now question of man, right? So look, so you done took over the charts.
Mm-hmm.
You took over TikTok.
Social media, yeah.
YouTube shorts. You feel me, right?
You've been doing your research, boy.
Yeah, man, right? Now, like, what's next for, like, bro, like, what's next for you, man? Because, like, at this point, like, where else can you go?
Businessman. Make more investments. Mm-hmm. Try to get some some liquor, you mm-hmm. know, try to, you know, building brands, putting more folks on, mm-hmm. you know, helping people get in certain situations.
Yeah.
OnlyFans? More music. More music.
Of course.
You know, yeah.
Only dropping fans, an EP soon?
You know, not me getting freaky on OL.
Nah.
But I help somebody turn themselves up.
No, facts. So giving game OnlyFans though?
Who?
No, the game, like you
yeah,
told
facts,
me.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Help them out.
Now, question, right? So, is Memphis going to drop an EP soon? You feel
me? I just hear my producer told him get them songs ready.
Facts. When?
Crazy, you mentioned
when it's dropping, man?
Shit, hopefully next month.
Nah. Listen, Memphis, you capping.
No.
Next month.
Yeah. You going to see. You can hit me up.
If it don't drop next month now.
You can call me out for it.
All right. Wait though, is Hellcat on it?
I throw Hellcat on it always. I be working that shit with man. Come on, we be working.
Yo, listen. Here's the concept for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. A song where like she's giving that good game. I'm talking about. Listen, this is how you really feel me. Like you know, babysit a bitch. You feel me? Right? Right? You come in with the babysitter game too, you feel me? Call it babysitting.
You heal.
Oh, he talking about the song.
This nigga heal.
Right, come on, man, come on now.
He talking about the song.
Yeah, right?
giving you a hint, cat.
Right? Wait, though. Yo, now, question though, cat, right? So, Sauce Walker got, like these hoes working on OnlyFans. I'm talking about, bro, they ain't working. Mm-hmm. Feel me? 5 videos a day, mm-hmm. popping Libya, ass cheeks, ass all day working. Is Kat going to have some hoes on her OnlyFans?
No, that ain't my thing, man.
Damn, man.
I know everything ain't for everybody.
Okay.
I'm willing to network with anybody to help them pop, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? As long as they budget right.
Mm.
You feel me? Bitches out here fucking for free. A wet ass and no cash. What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? All they getting
network, man.
Wet ass and no cash. What the fuck? So, you know.
Backwards as fuck, man.
Y'all know it. Ass backwards.
Nothing, man. Yo, listen, man. Last question, man, bro. Listen, man. In 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Both of y'all, too, by the way. In 5 years, exactly what does success look like for you?
All right, so if I'm not in Miami, mm-hmm. handling business, running a company, mm-hmm. signing checks,
ooh.
Putting folks on, you know, having visions for folks, mm. you know, making music, and man, just then I'd be doing it in Cali.
Oh man, bro, please come to Cali, man.
You feel
turn
me?
Turn me up when you come to Cali, man. Turn me up, man.
So, and, man, in 5 years, mm. like a robot with the working. That's mm. where I see myself just going crazy, like just
grinding,
man. Eat, sleep, and breathe. You know, because I broke the code, like, I know what I need to do. So,
yeah,
it's just time, you know? So, now it's just bam, 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 just hint it.
Okay, hint man. It. Cat?
Man, I'm going to tell you, period. Mm-hmm. Right now and 5 years
from okay. now. Okay, speak on it, man.
Success, man, is you ain't doing enough. Mm-hmm. It feels like you ain't doing shit. Sorry. It feels like you're not doing enough. You're mm-hmm. not being enough. Mm-hmm. You got to get more money. Mm-hmm. You got to you losing sleep over this shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No matter what pinnacle you at, you just feel like it's never enough. So, I'm hoping in 5 years success feel like this still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, now Kat, now again, this is the last question for you, right?
Okay.
We closing it out on this, man. Yo, Kat, man, how much some shit's worth, man? 500, 1.5, man. Come on, Kat.
I ain't got on all my jewelry.
it's not even all of them, man. People, listen, man.
Shout out to BC Warner. Hey, man, this nigga going crazy, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, shout out man. To BC Creation. Remember, that's who? My jeweler. BC Creation, Warner. He my motherfucking jewelry.
Man, listen,
man, you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
Hey, yo, listen, look, BC.
Houston, H-Town.
I'm coming, man. Yeah. I'm coming. Listen, bro, Iceman. I'm coming. Bro. Listen, man. On that note, man, Hellcat, man, Memphis, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for coming so much, man.
Love, brother. Yeah. Appreciate
you. With you, man.
Man, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. We're out of here, folks. Peace, man. Good shit, man.